The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I just want to thank all of you, everyone who came out to vote.
I just want to thank everybody. This is a far bigger win than we even expected, all five.
We're going to imagine a tomorrow where hard work is honored, families are supported, streets are safe, and communities are strong, and where love trumps hate.
We're going to be fighting really hard, and I think that Governor Kasich and Senator Cruz have really, really hurt themselves with a faulty deal that was defaulted on before they even started.
And so the media has told us the candidates in this race, the Republican and Democrat, they're both going to be New York liberals. But I got good news for you. Tonight, this campaign moves back to more favorable terrain.
You are the revolutionaries. Because you understand that unlike football or basketball, politics is not a spectator sport.
The Democrats have treated Bernie very badly, and frankly, I think he should run as an independent.
We will unify our party to win this election and build an America where we can all rise together. An America where we lift each other up instead of tearing each other down.
We're going to have our country back. We're going to make America great again. And I just want to tell you, for the five states, I am so honored. This was, to me, our biggest night because it shows such diversity.
Well, Donald Trump considers himself, Scott, the presumptive nominee as a result of the sweep last night. He continues to collect delegates. I mean, John Kasich said that's what it's all about, collecting delegates. Well, he's about doing that. I think Kasich, what, he collected five and Cruz won, right?
Cruz got three, I guess.
Oh, he ended up with three. Okay, all right, that's the latest. That's the one thing about this, is it's updating itself even as we speak. So, hey, he may have four by the end of the day, but nonetheless,
nope,
it is an absolute shellacking.
All 18 delegates in Rhode Island are accounted for now, so he gets no more than three.
And, of course, the way the conversation, you know, goes, that they are accounted, and then you have this asterisk that Donald Trump says sort of.
Yeah, sort of, unless, of course, he doesn't get the 1237, in which case, apparently, they're all free agents again, and it doesn't matter what people wanted. It comes down to what the party wants then.
I'll tell you, I got to tell you, I love what Bernie said about, you know, politics not being a spectator sport. That's been the problem. You know, here in America, as people think, hey, we can just watch on the sidelines. And I understand some of this stuff is like watching NASCAR. I mean, you just watch these cars going around and you say, hey, sooner or later, they're going to crash and burn. We'll just sit here and observe it. But that's not the way it was supposed to work. It was never designed that way by our founding fathers in the U.S. Constitution. God forbid we should read that and really be aware of all of, you know, what it's all about. When it says it's a government of, for, and by we the people, that means we're the ruling class, not the elites. But we've surrendered that, Scott, and that's why we got what we got today.
Well,
how's that?
Yeah, I agree. If you think you have no say in it, then that's what they want you to think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they want. They,
right.
They want you to think that what you want doesn't really matter, and it has to be it has to be something that they want.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you like Trump's line, though, about Bernie Sanders? I think you had to run as an independent.
Oh,
yeah. He'd love that, wouldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, oh, that'd be great, because that would all the votes that are for Bernie right now would transfer over to Bernie.
Okay.
Most of them would probably stick with Bernie. Yeah.
You know what would happen? You remember that 35% I talked about? It could be 30.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, 30% of the people voting, you know, for president would elect president. 30% of the people, it would be so cut down. I mean, there's still so many things yet to happen before we get to, you know, Election Day 2016. But, hey, like I've told all my friends, it's a lot of fun, and it gives us a whole lot to talk about, doesn't it? And the theories will abound, no doubt. I'd say keep learning. Keep finding out what's going on. Make sure your vote really does count this year, huh? This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after the top of the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez, your humble servant. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, enjoying your day and finding out more about the things that you need to know from this very independent radio show that comes to you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 noon. Our next guest, Karen Slaughter, and that would be Eastern Time, by the way. Number one internationally best-selling author of several novels, including the Grant County and Will Trent series, a longtime resident of Atlanta. Or as some of us like to refer to it as Hotlanta, because it is very hot for many reasons, not just the weather. But that's a whole other story, and Karen can tell you all about that. She consults with a kindly doctor, a cop, and reads a lot of medical books and police manuals to help her write her blockbuster novels and split her time between the kitchen and the living room. Karen Slaughter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Hey, thank God you don't have to rely on reading Obamacare for some of your information, huh? Just for fun,
anything,
I mean.
Actually, comes from Congress.
I got to tell you, they just know how to write paper, and you know, in one of my lives, my mother says I've lived many lives. In one of my lives, I was an executive director of a private school, and it dealt a lot with, you know, the courts and court reporting and all that sort of thing. And it was interesting to hear the language that attorneys use, and it was the court reporter's responsibility to make sense. I mean, they would make up words.
Yeah.
You know, and it's any wonder. So now we send them, they make up words, make things confusing, and then it takes court reporters to kind of decipher. They're like the C-3POs of the world, you know, of the legal system, because they interpret what they're saying and what they meant to say. And God forbid that you would write it down exactly as they put it and you didn't cover them, because then you know, they would delay their payment just to have fun to let you know that they didn't appreciate you not covering their back. So now we elect them, we send them to office, and they make these things so confusing because they're so well-versed and so able to do that, right?
Exactly. You know, if you think about it, most politicians are lawyers.
Yes.
And lawyers have to get paid to read these things. So I think it's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, but then they got staff now in the Beltway. I mean, the numbers, how they've increased their staff, and they're the ones that have to read this stuff. And I go, oh, my Lord, you know, do they have therapy afterwards? I mean, I tried reading Obamacare, for example. I got about 5 pages into it, and my brain was exploding. I mean, it was so bruised, I needed to go take a nap for a while. It was just I go, what? You read a sentence, then you read a counter sentence, and then you read something, and it was like, this is amazing. Is it any wonder we have, what, over 20,000 pages of regulation? But anyway, I digress, and we need to talk about the important things and reason why I had you on, and that is about, you know, about missing and exploited children here in America. I mean, it's incredible. It's estimated, according to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, roughly 800,000 kids, that's our kids, reported missing each year in the United States. That's more than 2,000 a day. I mean, today there's going to be 2,000 more kids missing. And what is that going to do for the families?
It, It's something that I've written about in my Will Trent and Grant County series a little bit, but I wanted with Pretty Girls to talk about the other side of that, is what it does to a family, because you're absolutely right about those statistics, but what a lot of people don't think about is what happens in a month and a year and 10 years when they have no idea what happened to their child. You know, did the kid run away? Were they abducted? Were they killed? And I think that human beings are not wired for uncertainty. We like things to be resolved.
Right.
We like to have endings to things. And living with that uncertainty about what happened to a loved one is just probably one of the worst things I could ever think of. And I write about a lot of horrific crimes.
Right.
But that's what I wanted to do in this book, is just talk about what does that do to a family? Because we all hear about it in the news, and I'm sure you've reported stories where some college kid goes missing, and that's exactly what happened 25 years before the story starts. There are three daughters, and the oldest one just disappears, and I catch up with them two decades later and see where their lives are and how much they've changed and basically been shattered by this one mystery.
Yeah, I mean, you just drag that, you drag that pain around with you, because how can you resolve it? You know, this is what's so important about the truth and reality. You know, absence of the truth and reality, we just drag this stuff around like my friend used to say, a 4-bedroom house under 20 foot of water. You know, we're just dragging it around with us. I mean, how do you operate at your fullest when you have that kind of heartache and drag on your life? I don't know how you do it.
I think, you know, either you do it or you can't. I don't think there's a lot of in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, the title of the book, Pretty Girls, but I also think of boys as well. I mean, because it is not necessarily a sex specific tragedy. You know, we got missing boys, missing girls, and I know that's, you know that's part of your heart as well. When I read Pretty Girls, I go, okay, and they're boys. I mean, you think about all the refugees coming up, what came up, you know, from down south, out of, you know, Central America, coming to the United States. And, you know, we talked at length about, you know, that it became a kind of a HR boon for all these drug cartels and these human traffickers that just sat there at the gates of and at the borders of the United States and just, you know, qualified these kids. They saw them, oh, you're pretty, okay, you're going to go into, you know, we're putting you over in this line. Oh, you're a young man, you've got energy, and we're going to put you in this line, you know, to traffic drugs. Others was, you know, for all kinds of you know, unfortunate uses of their body and that sort of thing. These young girls that, you know, that all these governments, I say all these governments, not the United States, not Mexico, not Nicaragua, or any of these other governments and stuff, we're all complicit in this tragic thing that's going on. And that's those children. And that, add those on top of what's happening here, you know, domestically with 2,000 missing children a day. This is just incredible, Karen.
Well, and it's true what you said about the sex trade also, because we have more people and women and children in slavery now than at any point during modern history.
Yeah, think about that. You know, how diabolical that is. And then here we've got refugees coming, you know, from the Mideast, and think that this is not happening, especially when we realize that a lot of the refugees are not just, you know, moms and children. I mean, you've got a lot of young men in fighting age. They're very capable and able. And what things are they up to? You know, we find out from U.S. Marshals reports that, hey, they're involved in sex trade. They see this as a boon. They got, you know, all this human resource, and they're going to use it to their max to serve, you know, their needs, whether it has to do personally or with something ideologically that involves, their faith and, you know, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So most incredible. Go ahead.
Well, that's why I think it's good that, you know, I think the United States is taking the same position Canada did. They're not allowing young men over a certain age to come in unaccompanied, you know, because I think that's the problem they had in Germany, is a lot of single men, and let's be honest, single young men are a lot of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they create a lot of the crimes everywhere in the Western world, but you know, if there are a lot of single young men and there are not enough women, then you have some really horrible crimes. So I think it's great that we've recognized that and we've limited the number of single young men that we're allowing in, because at a certain point you're going to have a lot of young men who don't have families, who don't have, you know, the things that hold people to society.
Exactly. Karen Slaughter, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Karen.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Coming at you in over 270 markets across these United States, and also, and you know, thanks to our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee, that would be our shortwave affiliate, WWCR. We're around the world, you know, spreading the good news to do everything we can to give you the truth, get this country back on track, because given the option, you know, you want to make your choices based on the truth, the facts as best you know how, not necessarily on opinion, certainly. We find empirically that when we make solid decisions based on the truth and facts, We win more often than lose, and why not put the odds in our favor? Big question for you right now. How would you like to spend less time and make more money? Who wouldn't, right? Well, we're going to be talking with one of the authors of The 30-Minute Millionaire, The Smart Way to Achieving Financial Freedom. He is with us right now, Peter Tanis, author of Investment Gurus. Peter, welcome to Go Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Fine, Bill. It's a great pleasure to be on with you.
Hey, great to have you on. As your jacket says, investing experts, best-selling authors, Peter Tanis, Jeff Cox, return with The 30-Minute Millionaire. It's a step-by-step guide to achieving financial success. Whether you're new at investing or already preparing for retirement, the authors provide practical advice with specific examples, giving you the tools and knowledge you need on your path to becoming financially secure. That was your motivation in putting this together, is that you wanted to give people, some smart ideas, proven ideas that have worked. I've often said, Peter, that if you want to be successful, why don't you just follow their lead and do what successful people do?
Yeah, well, we've been through, all the rough spots. I've been doing this for many decades, and I've made all the mistakes that I can help people avoid. And one of the biggest ones, Bill, is that in this era that we live in, we are inundated with just too much information, and it becomes an overload on us. So our thesis is that if you're willing to spend 30 minutes a week on your investment portfolio, that's all the time you should spend. And we'll show you how to become a millionaire over time. It's not secret formulas or anything else except a very easy-to-follow, disciplined approach to investing.
Well, Peter, some people would say, well, that's fine and well, but at this time where America's economy has been languishing, things have been very difficult. Give them some hope and perspective why they need to get in the game sooner and not later.
Sure, absolutely. The way most wealth is created in this country is through the stock market. The stock market has a 100-year record of 9% a year growth on average. Now, the problem with that statement is the words on average, because through history, we've had decades when the market has gone up 16% a year, and we've had decades, including a very recent one, where the market went up 0% a year for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to understand how this works, and confidence that in this country, the best way to make money is through stocks and a well-balanced portfolio, and with some patience and some intelligent guidelines as to how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Because the law of gravity even exists in the stock market, it's not always going to stay there, right?
Well, that's the point. The point is that if you panic out, look, the worst crisis we had in this country financially was 2008-2009. We almost lost the banking system in this country, and people panicked out of the stock market. Many people's retirements were ruined in the 40% decline in stocks in just a few months. But if you panicked out, you missed one of the biggest recoveries we've ever been through in the stock market as well. So it involves a little bit of discipline and self-confidence, and confidence that this trend that has been going on for 100 years will continue.
Well, Peter, I know you believe in this as well. This has been a tenet that I've held to, most of my life. And when I first heard about it, the Pareto principle, that it's 20% that gives you 80% of the yield. And to your point, in this information age we live in, lots of information is, it's good and bad. So the challenge is you got to discern what information you're going to hold to. Considering that 80-20 percentage there, what 20% do we need to be focusing on?
Well, that's a very good way to put it, Bill, and you, as you always do. Let me put it to you this way. The 20%, or however you want to call it, that you should concentrate on is very simply a certain set of rules and principles without getting deluged with information. For example, one of the bits of advice we give people is don't buy stocks. And they say, what are you talking about? You've been telling us the stock market is the way to invest. And I say, yes, it is. But not you buying stocks. Let the professionals buy stocks. Because if you decide you want to go and buy stocks yourself, you've got to answer this question. If you're only going to spend 30 or 40 minutes a day researching stocks, explain to me how you're going to do better than a professional who spends his entire day doing that.
Exactly.
So
right.
Pick index funds, pick mutual funds. We'll help you do that. And one thing let me add in our book is that it's not generalities. We tell you specifically what things to buy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's important. And you know, I like what Tom Peters said years ago in Search for Excellence. He talked about sticking to your knitting, which is you got to do those things that you're good at. If you're good at making money and not necessarily good at investing, you need a better set of counselors to, you know, let them do what they're good at. If they're good at, taking your investment and increasing it, that's a good thing. And you've got a good team on your side, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And in the case of the 30-minute millionaire, we basically give people at all levels of the spectrum, including those starting out with just a few thousand dollars, how to get from here to there. It's very systematic and it's easy to follow. And don't spend too much time on it, because most of the extra time you spend will be counterproductive. It can be made simple, and that's what we put all our expertise into doing.
Yeah, you don't want to get in the area of the rule of diminishing returns, and you can do that with your time as well. I like the chapter especially on Buffett rules. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah, actually, that was one of Jeff's major chapters, and he did. My co-author Jeff Cox is actually the finance editor of CNBC. Jeff did that, and it basically involves looking at things simply, investing in the stuff that you understand. And one of our main features is to make sure that you understand what you're investing in, and I think we succeeded in doing that.
Absolutely. Well, in the short time we have here, and I'm trying to get to the nuts and bolts of, you know, the 30-minute millionaire. I mean, if you're new to investing, even if you've been around investing, this is a must-read book. I mean, the way you and Jeff have laid this out for us, Peter, it's brilliant. I mean, it gives you, you know, some practical understanding of what's going on, and even for those veterans, it probably reminds them of things that maybe they have forgotten along the way.
Bill, I much appreciate your comments, and I think they're right on the money. Indeed, as I said earlier, you know, we've all made mistakes. I've had plenty of my own, but I've been doing this for over 50 years, so hopefully this is a distillation of what to do and what not to do. And the key to it is simplicity. We overcomplicate things by getting deluged with all this massive information and stock tips and everything else. There is a simple way to do this. History is on your side, and that's what we try to focus on.
Well, this is a gift, Peter, what you and Jeff are giving to the public here, and I know that they will be blessed when they read it and they start employing the advice that is included here. It's for them to decide. I mean, we're free choice agents. But great ideas and 50 years of experience. Why not take advantage of that consult? And guess what? It's the price of the book that's available at all the usual places. Right, Peter?
Absolutely. And Bill, thanks for having me on. You're a radio legend. It's a great thrill to be on with you.
Well, Peter, thank you so much. The 30-Minute Millionaire, The Smart Way to Achieving Financial Freedom, written by Peter Tanis and Jeff Cox. This is Bill Martinez, just about 29 minutes after the hour. Good to have you along with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Investing in bonds involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices will fall. When interest rates fall, prices will rise.
I'm at a place in my life where I need investment income. That's why I invest in tax-free municipal bonds. I love the income they provide. Income that's federally tax-free. At this point, that's exactly the kind of income I need.
Tax-free municipal bonds can serve as the cornerstone for a conservative portfolio. They offer income that's tax-free. Henyon & Walsh is a leading expert in tax-free municipal bonds. We're committed to finding you the best bonds to meet your investment goals. We'll even send you our informative bond guide, absolutely free, if you call right now. 1-800-286-4286. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, consider municipal bonds. Take charge of your investments today and keep more of your hard-earned money. Call now to receive your copy of our informative bond guide. It's free, so call right now. 1-800-286-4286. 1-800-286-4286. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
But America, you got to wake up and do something about it. They've been getting away with it, and they say, hey, just because this is the way it has been, that's the way they expect it to be. So just fall in line, accept it, and, you know, everybody will get along. You'll just keep paying your taxes and wondering what happened with all that money you gave the government, because, as I said earlier, it's about an investment. And with each investment that we give to our country, oh, yes, how about a respected, an expected return on investment? Would that be novel? I think it's time for we the people to start demanding for the money that we're investing, whether it has to do with issues of poverty, immigration, our military. We need to realize some actual benefit from that. But, hey, it's up to us to make the choices, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why elections do matter. 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now, we've got Rabbi Yonason Goldson with us. He is the author of Proverbial Beauty. And, Rabbi, as I was telling you off air, you're a realization of a dream. For 8 years, I have been wanting a rabbi. I mean, I've been, you know, I put out requests, I can't even tell you how many rabbis I've asked to be on the show to talk about Passover, because I think it's important. There's so much there's so many blessings, and it's so special. And I wanted to, you know, have a rabbi represent the significance of Passover. And for 8 years, you are a culmination of this dream and vision, what I've been pursuing. So thank you for coming on.
Well, you're welcome. As I said, it's a lot of pressure, but I'll do the best I can.
Well, you know, an ironic thing, you know, I was telling the rabbi, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, this happens at Easter as well. I try to get a Christian pastor on. Come on, let's talk about Easter. And, of course, I understand the demands of the season, they are such. So I appreciate the gift of your time Rabbi, to come on. But first of all, I want to talk very briefly. Just to sum up, you know, from your worldview, the election cycle, what is happening with these primaries? Donald Trump sweeps all five, Hillary 4 out of 1. She's got about, what, 88-89% of her delegate count, so she's going to be cruising into, to the nomination process. She's the heir apparent. And Donald Trump announced to everybody that he's the presumptive nominee for the Republican side.
Yeah, it's really mind-boggling. I've been writing quite a bit about this on various websites. You have the two presumptive candidates have the highest negatives in the history of American elections. That has to tell us there's something wrong with the mm-hmm. system. And it really does lead into the whole discussion about Passover with the theme of freedom. Freedom is something that we have come to misunderstand profoundly, and it's something that we take for granted. We don't recognize that freedom is a responsibility. We see freedom as a goal in and of itself, when freedom is really the means and the opportunity to achieve a much higher purpose. That's the way the framers saw it when they set up this country, and that's the way the Jewish people understand the whole essence of the holiday of Passover.
Well, it's so important with that statement that you just made about freedom. Even, Ronald Reagan understood that to be the case. He says, we're but one generation away from losing the freedoms, right?
Sure, and, you don't have to go back that far to remember that ringing phrase from John F. Kennedy: ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Any candidate who tried to pull that, I think, would get buried. It's not something the American people want to hear. And that means that we really have to get back to our roots and our origins.
It was rather significant when, you say the point of freedom and understanding what happened on that night of the Passover. For those who have not and are not familiar with the Old Testament reading there, and what happened that night of Passover and what it represented not only to the children of Israel, but what it meant to nations at large. And I want you to expand on that, if you would, Rabbi.
Yeah, by all means, and we'll take it in a few pieces. But remember the whole history. The Jews had been enslaved in Egypt. They originally went down because there was a famine, and Joseph, the son of Jacob, had become the viceroy of Egypt. He saved the land from absolute devastation. The people and the leadership of Egypt were profoundly grateful. The Jewish people, the sons of Jacob, they moved there, they became the Jewish people, they grew, they prospered, and as so often happens, eventually their hosts became envious and suspicious and resentful and enslaved them. And for 210 years, they were in Egypt until God sent Moses. He demanded that Pharaoh let the people go. Pharaoh refused. There were 10 plagues that systematically destroyed the Egyptian nation while the Jews watched and witnessed this happen. And on the night, the final plague, the night of the firstborn, the Jews had what we now understand to be the first Passover Seder. They sacrificed the Paschal Lamb as a symbol of killing the god of Egypt. The Egyptians worshiped the Lamb, among others. And they devoted themselves, they declared themselves to be a people who would serve God and would therefore no longer have to be bound to serving Pharaoh. And the traditions that started that night have been passed on every year from father to son, from generation to generation, to remind us that we are a nation that began with this concept of freedom as a means to a higher purpose, with a standard of values and a standard of morality and a spiritual mission to bring the light of God into the world. This is something that is our legacy, and it's something that is not only relevant to the Jews, but to all human beings.
Well, I have to say that, anything that has to do with God is always very specific. And with our minute understanding of God, his ways are higher than our ways. And there is just so much to it that each aspect, as you say, of Passover is so profound and significant. But you're not going to pick up on this in the middle of doing your Xbox games or watching the latest episode of the Kardashians. you need to really slow down and stop. Have, as the Old Testament reminds us several times throughout, it says Selah, which is, you know, that contemplative moment, that time to really meditate on what it is, the symbolism, and, you know, even the elements of the food offerings that were part of that Paschal lamb sacrifice there on Passover night. Break that down for us, if you would, Rabbi.
Well, it's really fascinating. It's a shame we don't have more time to talk about it.
Yeah, because, I understand.
You know, we spend hours discussing this at our Seder, that the matzah, the unleavened bread, where the whole idea of leavening of bread is the difference between matzah and bread is really air. When you add the yeast, it puffs up. And that means that we have an inclination to puff ourselves up. We make ourselves feel like we're more than we are, so we're entitled to what we want. And we see things around us as being worth more than they intrinsically are. And the matzah reminds us to get down to basics, to remember that the simple necessities of life are really all we need to be happy if we have family, if we have community, if we have values, and if we have a sense that our lives mean something and make that we can make a difference in this world. So the matzah represents, on the one hand, the poverty that the Jews suffered through in Egypt and the slavery. They were given simple food, but it also is the bread of freedom, that when you're involved in doing something really important, you don't have time for trivialities. You don't see people like Mark Cuban and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. You don't see them spending hours playing video games. They have too much to do. And,
exactly.
And whether or not those are the people that should be our role models, you see, that's how people become successful. They have a vision, they're focused, they apply their energy, and that's what freedom's all about. It's the way we use our time. It's the way we use our resources. It's the way we use the intellect and the abilities that God has given us.
Well, Rabbi, we're going to make a programming element here. Scott, we're going to keep the rabbi on. Rabbi, can you stay with us another 12 minutes?
By all means.
Okay, because you're exactly right. And, hey, after all, I mean, I've been waiting for this for 8 years. There is no need to short-circuit this. There is so much more to understand about the Passover, which continues until sundown Saturday night. And Rabbi Yonason Goldson, a rabbi and the author of Proverbial Beauty, is with us. We have more and more to discuss about Passover and its significance, even in this 21st century. So stay with us. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Let's go down.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I do want to remind you really quick here, this portion brought to you by Climate Hustle. This is the movie. You go to climatehustlemovie.com for more information. Send me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We've got free tickets to go there. We're, you know, in order to make it fair, send me an email. We're going to pull your name out of the proverbial hat. And, hey, you could be the winner, chicken dinner. Two free tickets for Monday, May the 2nd, 7 p.m., nationwide showing of the movie. You can go to, as I say, climatehustlemovie.com. Find a theater that's happening near you. Send me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It will send you an email back, give you the instructions. Two free tickets. Why not make it a date night? All you got to worry about is some popcorn and maybe a drink and have a good time on us and enjoy some very brilliant people give you an update and information that you need to have regarding global warming, climate change, that whole discussion. It'll be quite provocative, especially, you know, whatever ideology you may be fixed in, you're going to find it quite invigorating, quite, you know, entertaining and educational as well. So that's Climate Hustle, climatehustlemovie.com. That's where you want to go. Jonathan Goldson is with us, a rabbi and the author of Proverbial Beauty. Our discussion of the significance of Passover continues as we celebrate this, as Jews around the world are celebrating Passover, and even Christians respecting, you know, the significance of Passover as well. It's part of our history and our tradition as well. And so Passover will continue until Saturday sundown this week. And Rabbi, we were talking about matzah, but there's other elements that make up the Passover dinner and experience. Let's move to the next element, if we could.
Okay, so one of the motifs that you find in the Passover Seder, the number four figures prominently. You have four cups of wine throughout the course of the Seder, which goes on for several hours. You have four questions that the youngest child asks about how this night is different from all other nights. You have four different types of sons who have different responses to what's going on around them. And the origin of the number four is there are four expressions of redemption In the Bible, God tells Moses that he's going to take the people out from their burdens, he's going to save them from their oppressors, he's going to redeem them, and then he's going to take them to him as a people, which actually refers to receiving the Torah at Mount Sinai. Mm-hmm. And it's there to tell us that freedom is a process. It doesn't happen all at once. It happens little by little, and when you gain one step, you can't stop there. You have to keep going to the next step. You have to look to where is my freedom taking me, and what do I have to do to preserve it? And so the child asks about the different symbols in the night, the wine, they doesn't ask about the wine, about the matzah, about mm-hmm. the bitter herbs, about the dipping, and about the way we sit, which is stretched out like kings. And then we go into the four sons, and this is really fascinating.
Okay, before you get to the four sons, let me go back just a second here, because I think you touched on something that is hugely significant in our country, and you mentioned this earlier as well about freedom, how misunderstood it is, and where we get our freedom from. Our founding fathers understood where we got our freedoms from. It wasn't from man. It wasn't from some government. It came from God. And God is the source of our freedoms. Without God, we can't be free, you know. And that's what comes out loud and clear to me as part of this Passover experience, is that we need to acknowledge that, yes, freedom is the ultimate, but it comes from God. It doesn't come from some body politic or some political leader. That's what galls me about some politicians that say, oh, we're going to offer democracy and freedom to somebody. That's not within your purview. That's not in your pay grade. You don't have the ability to provide freedom to any one people. That comes from God. And that's how I feel about that, Rabbi.
Absolutely. And in fact, on a deeper level, one of the themes that's implicit in Passover is that the promise that if God tells us, if you don't use your freedom responsibly, you will lose it.
Yes.
It's not something to assume that once you have it, it's going to be yours. God says, I took you out of Egypt. You were slaves to Pharaoh, and I made you free so you could serve me. And if you don't want to serve me, then I'm going to let someone else come along that you will be forced to serve, so that you learn to understand the incredible responsibility that is involved in freedom.
God's higher calling for us. And don't you find it ironic? We have a taste of freedom, and then we go on and do as we darn well please, and we aberrate, the qualities of freedom, the gift of freedom, as you say, to the point that we abuse it and we lose it.
Yeah, I saw once some writer juxtaposed a quote by Thomas Jefferson that we can't expect to get to freedom on a feather bed. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn said most Americans would rather have a feather bed than freedom.
Mm, yes. Boy, I'll tell you. And look what's happening today in this 21st century. We have given up our freedoms, and everybody is luxuriating, like that frog in boiling water, right? We've heard that illustration time and time again. Anyway,
this is all done in the name of freedom. In other words, we're giving up our freedoms in the name of being more and more free. But, of course, we all know when you have absolute freedom with no rules and no restrictions, there's a name for that. It's called anarchy.
Yes, exactly.
And that's not freedom either.
Yeah. Well, let's go on with the four sons.
Yes, the four sons. So you have a son who's wise, who asks a very enlightened, insightful questions. You have a wicked son who is basically asserting that what is this to you, meaning to you and not to him, this doesn't have any relevance to me. You have a simple son who sees something going on around him, really doesn't know how to articulate a question, but says, what's all this? And then you have a son who doesn't know how to ask. And it's telling us really a number of things. It's telling us that you have to teach every child according to his own level, because this it's so important to transmit values, to transmit a sense of the responsibility of freedom that we are celebrating. But it also tells us that each of us has an element of each of these sons. Sometimes we're wise and alert. Sometimes we're rebellious. Sometimes we're a little clueless. And sometimes we just want to disengage. And we have to be aware of these aspects in ourselves if we are going to be tuned in to what's going on around us in the world, what's going on around us in our belief system, and and how we are going to protect the freedom that we're here to celebrate.
Yeah. This is all very humbling, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, you think about this has been going on for 3,328 years, and it puts a tremendous weight of responsibility upon us. It's the, you know, the parent who's leading the Seder has this sense, I want to make my children appreciate this. I want them to get excited about this. I want them to understand that these aren't just symbols. This is reality. This is the history of a people who introduced the concept of freedom to the world. Before the Jews, the whole world had no concept of peace, no concept of freedom, no concept of responsibility to anyone other than themselves. And to see that we have taken those freedoms for granted in the modern world is very, very sad.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about the four cups of wine.
So wine is a symbol in many parts of Jewish practice, at weddings, at circumcisions, and the wine has a unique symbolism to it, that wine is something that can be tremendously uplifting or tremendously destructive. Right? If you use it in just the right measure, it can put one in a good mood, it can relax people, it can bring people together. If you cross that line, even by a little bit, it can tear families and people and lives apart. And so wine is a symbol for just how careful we have to be with all of God's gifts, particularly the freedom that we're celebrating. Because if we don't use it in the right measure, we don't benefit from it. But if we abuse it and we exploit it and we misuse it, then it actually becomes something that's harmful to us.
Well, in remembering there are good things, we also remember that there are tough times. And those are represented in the herbs, right? The bitter herbs?
Right, right. And even that has a double message. Because if you think about the way we prepare our food, we put vinegar in our food, we put pepper in our food. In other words, it's the same idea that sharp food, bitter food, in the right context, in the right measure, is a tremendously beneficial. As I always use the example of the trainee in the Marine boot camp, he's running an obstacle course. So why don't they just remove the obstacles and you can run the course much faster? Because the point is not how fast you can cover the course, but to learn to overcome obstacles. And that the bitterness that's in our lives is there for us to learn from, to deal with, to grow stronger, and to understand that we shouldn't expect life to be perfect. Perfection is not the condition of this world, is not a condition of human beings. We are here to strive towards perfection and not to live in a state of perfection.
What a powerful tradition Passover is and has become, and the fact that it has been able to pass on from generation to generation, it is quite a testament to the Jewish people and the race, isn't it, Rabbi?
Oh, absolutely. It's really, we consider this one of the greatest pieces of evidence that there is a God who's revealed himself. That what other people do you find in the history of the world that have existed and continued and preserved their traditions in the face of such overwhelming odds? And that's our responsibility, to live up to that legacy.
Exactly. Rabbi Yonason Goldson, author of Proverbial Beauty. Rabbi, thank you so much for being with us and helping me realize a dream that I've had for the last 8 years, to have a rabbi on our show to talk about Passover. Happy Passover, Rabbi.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.